something about the horizon out there that's just, you know, you see the end of the world.
That's Joe Ely, the legendary singer-songwriter talking about his hometown, Lubbock, Texas.
There's just all of that space out there, and there's something about that big emptiness that you just want to fill up. And music is the best way to fill it up.
Do you know why the trees bend at the West Texas border? Do you know why they bend, sway, and twine?
To author Chris Oglesby, Lubbock is kind of a mystery. His new book, Fire in the Water, Earth in the Air, Legends of West Texas Music, traces Lubbock, Texas's long lineage of songwriters and musicians, from modern-day artists like Natalie Maines and the Flatlanders back to Tom X Hancock and Buddy Holly.
I read an article Molly Ivins had written probably in 1986 where she was pondering the same thing. You know, what's the deal with Lubbock?
That's author Chris Oglesby.
Why are there so many interesting, really creative, innovative and unusual artists coming from there?
I'm gonna tell you how it's gonna be. Are you gonna give your love to me?
Lubbock may seem an unlikely place to be such fertile ground for artists and musicians. The town has the look of a place that might be better known for wildcatters and cotton fields than as fertile ground for artists and musicians. Perhaps it's like Joe Ely says, the creativity comes from all that wide open space and the need for something to fill it. Others aren't so sure.
I've always thought that it was kind of strange that Lubbock did have a disproportionately large number of exceptionally creative people.
That's singer-songwriter Jimmy Dale Gilmore.
But I don't think there's anything inherent. I don't think there's anything in the water in Lubbock, for example, you know, or in the, you know, all the funny theories about it. That I think it was a combination of other intertwining factors.
My mind's got a mind of its own. Takes me out of walking when I'd rather stay at home. Takes me out to parties when I'd rather be alone. Lord, my mind's got a mind of its own.
Those factors might be the emergence of rockabilly and rock and roll, blending the sounds of West Texas with popular music. Or perhaps it was the powerful border radio stations. Several writers, filmmakers, and journalists have tried to pin down a cause for the almost incomparable number of successful musicians to emerge from such a relatively remote outpost on the desolate West Texas plains. But author Chris Oglesby says it's real.
If you don't think there's anything going on, then you need to go down to the Texas Moon Cafe every Thursday to see the Ace Liquidators, and Bobby Keys, the Rolling Stones saxophone player, is up there on the stage, and you can stand with your face right in the bell of his saxophone. That's a big part of the phenomenon.
Well, he's a flatland farmer who flat picks no guitar.
Yeah, you can witness some of that phenomenon at the Texas Book Festival on Sunday at noon down at the state capitol. There will be live music and a panel discussion to follow.
But he can help pick him Nashville star.
I'm Andy Euler for KUT 90.5, where Texas music matters.